Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
And Max Crosby just wrecking that Bears possession.
One change for this Chicago offense. Ozzie Trapillo now has come onto the field. He's at right tackle. Remember, no Darnell Wright.
Highlight courtesy of CBS. Yeah, that was jarring because most people had expected, considering the way that Ben would talk about Braxton Jones, that a change would come in 2 weeks. Like, because what he said was, you know, we'll take a look at the first 4 weeks and then we'll reassess where we're at.
I like to joke about us being Mr. and Mr. Validation, you know, but I gotta say, sometimes, like, I'm glad that we preview stuff with the detail and the thought process. Twice last week, we brought up the idea that if Trapillo has to come in, Theo will move left. Because Trapillo is not a left tackle.
No.
They drafted him to possibly be one, was the theory.
They're kind of convinced now that he is not a left tackle.
I mean, that's why, and you and I have had some contention about this, about whether Ben Johnson gets credit or not for that draft pick. But because what I think has clearly happened is that he was handed to the coaches as, I think this guy might even be your left tackle. Check him out. See what you think. Because he's a second-round pick.
And they're like, nah.
They're like, no, this is not my left tackle. He can't play there. And so does Darnell move there? Like, I wonder if moving Darnell to the left tackle is going to come back into conversation at some point, either during the year or the offseason.
I think it 100% is going to come back into the conversation once we get to the offseason.
Not during the year.
It's rough. Like, to ask, like, that much change to happen for a guy, and it seems like a little thing to play this hand versus this hand.
No, I don't think it's little.
It is not.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
So maybe it doesn't happen until the offseason, but like that Braxton Jones, folks, that's just a flat benching. That is a flat benching. We might have just seen him lose his job, and he was instructed not to talk to the media after the game. Brad Biggs went in there and tried to talk to him, and the way Biggsy wrote it was he politely declined to speak at the coach's request. So that's fascinating in and of itself, isn't it?
It is. It's really interesting, and it makes you wonder kind of like how this is going to go. Like, is he someone that they would trade and say, all right, screw it. Our projects will be the three guys. It'll be him, It'll be Benedet, it'll be Trapillo, and it'll be Amagaji.
God.
Until we can come up with something else.
I just don't even know what Amagaji is. I don't know if that's an NFL player. I know that's the son of Matt Eberflus's golfing buddy. I know that much. And there's some kind of sordid Trace Armstrong trail of recommendation going on in the mix of Karan Amagaji. I don't know what the hell they have.
I'm going to give everyone a project. It is unlikely that the Bears will be able to get this young man at some point, but I want you to watch Caden Proctor from Alabama.
We got time, Speaks.
To watch?
Over the next few days.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, well, no, I don't know about it. I'll be going to baseball games, Tanny. I don't know what you're doing.
Baseball?
Yeah. Caden Proctor, wait, so you're telling me there's a tackle at Alabama who's pretty good?
He's really good. I'm
trying to wrap my head around that. Hang on a second.
He's so good that this weekend against Georgia.
So good.
They split him out wide and threw him the ball
in the red
zone.
I saw that highlight. You were locked and loaded. This is just a way for you to bring up Alabama.
Lawrence was beaming at dinner the other night
after
Bama brought home the victory.
He disappeared for a while. He disappeared. I literally texted him during dinner. I'm like, you doing okay? Everything all right? Because he disappeared. He was watching Alabama.
The beauty of it. And by the way,
it's a brilliant move. I wish I had something to watch.
Caden Proctor, 6'7", 366 pounds.
That'll work.
They split him out wide
and
threw him the ball. And
Alabama.
He almost scored. Alabama. But the beauty of it was, you know how we had that crossover with our friends down the dial because they were having dinner in the same place we were having dinner?
Yes. Oh, yeah, dude.
Barry's, which is down here in the basement, which is excellent, which has a Big Hurt drink on the menu, which is outstanding.
Tanny tweeted it and got the Big Hurt retweet.
The Big Hurt, big retweet.
I had it, too. The Big Hurt Frosé. It's really good.
But I walked all around the ESPN 1000 table and greeted every single person at the table as if they cared if I did that or not.
Well, I did it, too. I was following your lead.
You did?
In the front, yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah, it was nice to make the loop. Oh, hello. Nice to meet you, Chris Bleck. How are you?
Yeah, so I did, too. But here's the thing. I went and I watched it. I was watching the game. Like I took a couple of trips out to watch the game because I it was close.
Yeah.
And the beautiful thing is that I saw Alabama seal the win, and I knew that all they had to do was kneel down two times and they were going to win the game. So I walked back with a smile on my face, and the first person I see is Hoodie, who's a huge Georgia fan.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And I just like, hey, Roll Tide. He's like, what are you talking about? The game's still going on. I'm like, no, sir. It is not going on. And he's like, oh, man, I'm on a delay. I was like, you're not going to like what happens next.
Oh, no. He spoiled it. He spoiled it for the man.
And then I, you know, gave love to everyone at the table, and it was great. But Caden Proctor.
Okay, fine.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, but damn.
Better believe it.
But they're not. Okay, but anyway, but that's a draft. That's next year. We got.
I'm just saying, you better get your left tackle files in order.
I will, but Lawrence. This team is 2-2. Like, the Chiefs are 2-2. Hell, the Ravens are 1-3. You know? Like, this season is not something we write off and start scouting the draftables just yet alone. I mean, we can do both, obviously.
I think that's a position where you do start looking.
Okay. But I think the great gift of 2-2 with a bye is that your season is viable. So, assuming Darnell Wright is ready to play, Theo Benedet's your left tackle, and who's your swing? Because Ozzie can't be your swing because he can't be your backup left tackle.
Well, I guess they can't trade Braxton again.
I don't think so. I don't think they can. I think Braxton is your backup and is your swing, and Ozzie goes back to inactive if everybody's healthy, at least for now.
Yeah.
Like, Ozzie can't be active unless you believe he can play left or Darnell can play left in a pinch. Or I guess you could move Tooney out there. But you know what I mean? It's like, as of right now, they have to have both Braxton and Theo Benedet active because you need a left tackle.
You definitely do. We've got wild card baseball. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, we do.
It's going to be on the score in this very time slot. But we're going to start the day with Raheemy and Harris and Grody. They're going to be at Gallagher Way tomorrow from 10 until 1:30. So if you're going to go see Cubs Padres, they're going to have a special show with guests ahead of the series opener. Then official pregame show at 1:30. First pitch, 2:08. That's on the score in the Southwest Airlines Cubs. radio network.
It's pretty cool, man. There's some good series that are getting ready to start. Reds and Dodgers, Red Sox and Yankees. Lucas Giolito was going to be in the rotation for the Red Sox, but he's hurt. So they'll have Crochet and Brian Bello, and that should be a very fun series.
Speaks, what's happening after postgame tomorrow?
After postgame tomorrow, when the Cubs game is over, I'm your Huckleberry, and I'll be with you up until 7 p.m. Central Time after Zach's postgame tomorrow after game one of the wild card series. So I got you, and we'll do some bonus hit and run tomorrow until 7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.